Upon return to normal, we see an angle of 3.01, structure below path 2.33, a width of 0.70, and symmetry 6.1.2.
Well, flight check, that sure does suck, as I'm sure going in the wrong direction on symmetry, even though I'm improving.
I'd have to concur. I mean, it looks like the phasing is getting better, but the symmetry, for whatever reason, is not.
Let's continue to move on. How bad can we be on a Cat 1 for symmetry?
For initial tolerances, you need 60, but as far as flight check tolerances, to put the thing on the air, 67 is acceptable.
Okay, we actually have this system out until Monday, so we may be looking at doing some stuff tomorrow if this doesn't improve.
Okay, roger that.
Okay, next check is for you would be...
Okay, the next check would be course-wide clearance percent mod.
Very good, thank you. Okay, flight check, transmitter 1, course-wide clearance percent of mod low.
Copy, rating number 1, course-wide clearance percent mod, thanks. Okay, maintenance, transmitter number 1, course-wide clearance percent mod. We see an angle of 3.01, a structure below path of 2.24, and a width of 0.77. That looks good at this time. Return the system to normal, then attenuate the upper antenna and let me know how much, please.
Cover that flight check. We're attenuating upper antenna now. I'll let you know how much. Flight check. Upper antenna is attenuated 2.0 dB.
Copy 2.0. Thanks. Okay, maintenance with 2.0 dB of attenuation in the upper antenna. Transmitter 1, we see a angle of 2.89, a structure below path of 2.24, and a width of 0.70. At this time, return transmitter number 1 to normal. Let me know when that's done, please.
Copy that, flight check. Working on it. Flight check, transmitter 1 on and in normal.
Copy. Ready, number 1 normal. Okay, maintenance number 1 on return to normal. We see an angle of 3.01, a structure below path of 2.33, a width of 0.71, and a symmetry 6.1.3. At this time, bring up number 2 in normal. Let me know when that's up, please.
Cover that flight check. Transmitter 2 is on the air and in normal.
Copy, ready with number 2 normal. Thank you. Maintenance, the last capture effect I worked on was in the military at GRN-31. We had a big complicated box full of pipes called APCU. Do you guys still have that in this system?
Correct, my check. We're still using, the APCU, the distribution network and everything on the door.
Okay, if I had a system that was not responding to the changes that I made, the one thing that I could think to do, I would take the vector voltmeter and go through the APCU checkout procedure. We had one of those in our TO. I'm fairly sure you must have one in your order if you still have an APCU. The other thing you might possibly consider doing is checking the VISWARs through all of the cabling out of the back of the APCU up to the middle and upper antennas and just make sure that that also is in spec.
Yeah, we got great VISWARs on everything going up to the antennas.
Okay, those are the only additional things I can think of. And like I said, we've got time scheduled against you tomorrow morning. If there's anything, looks like you can make further progress.
Yeah, I think we got to make some more adjustments. They're talking to another level of people to get some more ideas on how to get the symmetry back into par with us.
Copy that. And just to be clear, that 61.3 is outside of the initial reference value. As far as flight check, we can put that on. You probably need to check with your region to make sure that they are really good for you putting that on in normal.
Copy that flight check. Yeah, we're going to keep the glide slip out until we get you guys back out here tomorrow.
Okay, roger that.
Another key idea to get some information on how to improve our phasing. So I kind of missed where we were at with the upper antenna attenuated 2.0. Did we bust on half angle?
No, that's satisfactory angle. Stand by. That angle is 2.89, which is satisfactory.
Okay, what did we bust on upper antenna attenuation?
It was a satisfactory run for upper antenna attenuation. The only thing that I'm saying does not meet initial reference values was that symmetry for normal.
Oh, okay, I got you. The symmetry is what I'm asking questions for, sir. I have some advice from other PIDs to move on to upper antenna phasing, do the advance and retard by 54 degrees, see if we can get the full roll-off on the angle. If that's not it, they're telling me to convert this to a no reference and have you fly it to verify your symmetry while I move the lower antenna.
Okay, roger that. That'll have to be tomorrow. We've got just enough gas left to finish the normals on number two.
Okay, well, we got what we got for the day, I guess. That's all we got. What time can you start tomorrow?
We'll be flying with you at about 8:30 tomorrow morning.
Very good. 8:30 will have to be. Okay, confirm flight check. You're flying transmitter number two in normal.
Hey, firm, we're flying number two in normal now. Okay, maintenance number two in normal. We see an angle of 2.99, modulation 81.8, structure below path 2.33, a width of 0.71, and symmetry 6.1.4. We'll be back with you at 8:30 tomorrow morning, and we'll proceed with that upper antenna facing and whatever else checks they have advised you to make.
Copy that, flight check. Thank you guys for all your assistance today. We'll see you tomorrow at 8:30 in the morning.
Roger that, and we'll be with you. We give you the entire morning sortie and most of the afternoon. We do have to terminate the day in Sacramento, but you are our priority for tomorrow.
Cover that. Thank you very much, flight check. See you guys tomorrow. Safe flight.